Hello people and welcome to the People Building Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the shield of shame. The shield of shame. I feel like I need special effects here. The shield of shame. Anyway, you get the idea. My behaviour and communications on this podcast are not an accurate reflection of how I interact in my other businesses. Basically, I don't ever swear at children. If this podcast causes you distress of any kind, either by what I say or who I am, then do yourself a favour and go away. So let me tell you what this is all about today. I want to touch upon the subject of shame today. The reason why we're going to talk about shame is because it prevents us from moving forward, from being transparent, open and honest about how we are feeling at an emotional level, and essentially can prevent us from achieving the goals and the things that we want to do in our lives. Now, sometimes shame is accumulated in our younger years because we are put down or unfairly questioned or unreasonably pressurized by others around us, typically adults, who cause us to think that the path that we are choosing in life is irresponsible, is the wrong decision, that we are not capable of being able to make smart and wise moves by ourselves. And sometimes their reactions towards us may have been justified. You know, perhaps they were coming from a place of love, perhaps they were backing up their decisions for us with decisions based on their own experiences in life so far. But essentially we can take on their programming in a way that had been the right fit for them but is not the right fit for us. So sometimes these shames and guilts and worries that we have come from other people in our lives really doing their best to legitimately lead us in the right direction, but actually just enforcing their story upon us. The other way in which we might pick up shames is as we are growing up and going throughout our adult lives, having the experience of getting negative feedback, having the experience of screwing it up, having an experience of being deadly embarrassed. All of these can accumulate that sense of shame that then prevents us from taking a step in the right direction later on, because we have all of that historic programming from our childhood and all of those negative experiences that we've then been through in our adulthood. Essentially, shame is coming from an absorbed belief from other people or from true events where things have legitimately happened to us, by us, and in our own life interactions. So the next question is, why do we want to get rid of it? You know, if this is something that is protecting us from evil, maybe keeping us safe from criticism and harm, why would we want to get rid of shame? Well, because it prevents us from being able to move forward in our lives, and it prevents us from being as open as we could be. Now, the problem with then having that barrier, that shame shield in place, is it protects us not just from the bad things, but from being able to achieve authentic connections with other people as well. One of the biggest needs that human beings have is the need to connect with others. Think about it, all of your relationships with other people, whether they're good or bad, are based around connection. We have positive connections, we have negative connections, and of course we all want to be having more of the good ones, more of the positive ones, but to do that we've got to kind of get rid of the shield that might be getting in the way of people really being able to get to know us. We've got to be able to be brave and share the things around our personalities that may be quite difficult to share. Think about it for a moment. Would you rather spend the rest of your life in a relationship with all of that shame? Or would you rather spend the rest of your life in true, deep, meaningfully connected relationships with other human beings? If you want the latter, then you're going to have to put the shame shield down. And that comes from you being brave. It comes from you stepping outside of the norm and outside of what's comfortable and being comfortable with the fact that it will be uncomfortable, that you're not going to get it right every time, and that sometimes those connections that you're seeking to forge will also be rejected. Can you get through shame without rejection? Probably not. But there are some things that you can do to swing the odds in your favor. For a start, if you are looking to create meaningful connections with other people and you decide, I'm going to put my shame shield down here, before you go ahead and do that, make sure you're picking the right people to honor with that connection. Make sure that you are picking people that you trust, people that who would be willing to do the same thing for you and should be doing the same thing for you anyway. Make sure that you are picking people who are less likely, you know, when you're way up the odds, they're the people that are less likely to spit in your face and walk away and cause you to feel that sense of embarrassment and you know, just that horrible feeling that you don't want to feel when you get rejected, causing you to ramp up the shame shield and make it even bigger and thicker and more potent than it ever had been before. So you can take that risk. You can put the shame shield down. But my advice to you is to choose wisely about who it is you decide to do that with. And what other things can we do in order to be authentic, be open, be honest, be clear with others, and avoid that sense of ridicule and rejection that we want to avoid as a result of putting the shame shield down? Well, the other thing you can do is talk. The more you talk, the more you put words upon your experiences, the more in perspective those experiences become. And if you're talking to someone who's quite skillful with their communication, then they will ask questions that help you to really minimize things that previously you may have thought of as being quite problematic. For example, in NLP, there's a process that we do where someone starts to talk about a problem. Fears and phobias are a really good example of that. And as a result of the client beginning to open up and share their story, perhaps around a previous event where they'd come into contact with the thing that causes them to have their phobic response, we use a form of interaction and questioning, which helps them to really see the problem in a much smaller perspective than they had done previously. So, for example, if they said, I'm terrified of spiders, then you might respond by saying, oh, you mean the money spiders, like the really itty bitty tiny ones? Now, very often they're gonna say no to that. Most people, when they are having a phobic reaction to a spider, are thinking about a man-eating spider that's sitting on their face. When people start to ask those kinds of questions, it kind of gets you to think about the problem in a different sort of way. And as a result, it changes your perspective of the problem. Now, if you are speaking with someone about the things that maybe are quite delicate for you, be those fears, be those irrational beliefs, be those the difficulties that you have in connecting with other people, when you speak to someone who is skillful in that subject area of communication, they will be able to help you change your perspective on that problem simply by asking you some questions or drawing your attention to the aspects of it which actually might be quite funny. And when you do that, it starts to shrink the problem. Now, will it get rid of it completely? Probably not, but it will go a long way to kind of scratching the surface so that when you play that disc in your mind in the future, it doesn't work quite so well anymore. So here is my challenge to you for this next month. I want you, and I've said about being honest in the past, you know, I've said in the past about being more open and transparent and honest with others, but this now is about taking it to the step where, this is about taking it to the place where we really face up to the things that are more painful for us and go, do you know what? Here's something that I don't like about myself. Here's something that makes me feel really uncomfortable. Here is an area of conversation that I don't really want to have with you, but I think we should have it anyway. And we're going to take the things that are really most shameful to us and cast a light on them so that we can not just see them for what they are, but we can put them into perspective and then we can put them to bed. And that is everything that I wanted to share with you for today. If you are not already subscribed to this podcast, if you are not already subscribed to this podcast, then make sure you do so by kick the red subscribe button. I mean, it's a little on the violent side, and you might break your computer or your mobile phone, however it is that you're watching me, whatever device it is that I'm on today. If you want to, you could click it. But if you are feeling like you have a little bit too much energy in your body right now, kick the red subscribe button. If you're watching on YouTube, that is. If you are listening to me on iTunes or via some other podcasting device, then make sure you go ahead and subscribe. If you are able to do so, leave us a little bit of feedback, give us a thumbs up, and make sure that you are notified for the next time I upload one of these videos to my channel. But for now, thank you for both watching and listening, and I will see you all on the next one. Bye. More. A little dirty. Tell people the things that maybe make us feel like we can't move forward very well with them.
Oh, this one's a little too close to home today.